Thank you, my Lord. Amen.
There is a great river that we call the main salvation, O river of life. And whosoever will, let them jump in and go wherever that river flows. But here's a different river that is pure and clear as crystal, that is separate from that main river of life. And we call this river Christ, the wife of the Lamb, the new river of life. And we're rejoicing in the new river of life. It's the message of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're dressed in fine linen, clean and white. And there's no death, but only life, making us one and the same as the new river of life. Oh, we're rejoicing in the new river of life. It's the message of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're dressed in fine linen, clean and white. And there's no death, but only life, making us one and the same as the new river of life. The new river of life that is pure and clear as crystal is Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Now see our fruits in the fullness we produced, and see our flesh and bones glorified, and it's all because we're the new river of life. And we're rejoicing in the new river of life. It's the message of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're dressed in fine linen, clean and white. And there's no death, but only life, making us one and the same as the new river of life. The new river of life that is pure and clear as crystal is Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Now see our fruits in the fullness we produced, and see our flesh and bones glorified, and it's all because we're the new river of life. And we're rejoicing in the new river of life. It's the message of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're dressed in fine linen, clean and white. And there's no death, but only life, making us one and the same as the new river of life. And we're dressed in fine linen, clean and white. And there's no death, but only life, making us one and the same as the new river of life. We're that new river, oh, the new river of life. We praise you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Barbara. Amen. That's very good. Amen. Praise God. The river of life. Amen. God. Praise the Lord. You know that river of life is going to flow for throughout the all the millennium. Amen. And it'll be a lot of things take place. And even in the new time that, of course, the world got to go through the Great Tribulation. And then after that, the millennium starts. Amen. And the people that goes into the millennium, they'll be there'll be children born, and they'll build houses and so on. And all those things that take place, there'll be 1,000 years of peace where the devil will be bound. But I think I brought this in, maybe someone asked me about it, something about the beast and the false prophet. They're cast in the lake of fire. They're not bound at the beginning of the millennia. But the devil's bound. Amen. And that's the thing. And so he'll be loosed again. And the thing is, he's got a job to do. And God is so great and wonderful. He tries everything goes in his kingdom. Amen. For its final perfection's sake. Glory to God. So devil will be loosed at the end of the millennium. And he'll go forth to the nations, tempting the nations and getting all that he can to come against the Lord. And he will get a large number, because the Bible says a number that he'll have a large number, and he'll say, let's go up and destroy the saints. Amen. And then that will, what will take place then, fire will come down from heaven and devour all those that followed the devil, say, glory to God. And then there will be left on this earth a people that will live in that eternal world. Amen. When I say that eternal world, I want to differentiate here that I'm not talking about dying and going to heaven, say. Amen. Because heaven is a heavenly place is in the spirit. But I'm talking about earthly things, you know. Praise God. And the earth will be here all the time because it's part of God. Amen. And God ordained it. And he created the earth to be here forever. That's where his home. He chose this place here. Glory to God. And so when we look at it like that, we can see the scope and of what going on in those through the ages that passed on. They went into a heavenly place. Amen. We don't know all the things that happened there, but we know that at the beginning of the millennia, all those that have died up to that time, amen, will they'll go before the judgment to be judged whether to live in the millennia or whether they will be cast in the lake of fire. Glory to God. And that will put the earth here and put the people on earth, and the people will be good people because the devil will be banned. But then God wants to know their real nature and know the just whether they're going to stand with him or not, and so on like that. So that's the story there. And so everything is working out. And now we're at a time where the end time has come upon us, the end of this age. And things are working out now just to take us right into the 70th week of Daniel. And immediately after the 70th week of Daniel, the day of the Lord. And the day of the Lord, that's the time when everything that God has ordained will day of the Lord, he will destroy. There'll be many be destroyed. A time of trouble like there had not been since there was a world, the Bible said. The Great Tribulation it's referred to as. And after that, then the great millennia starts. And there'll be many natural people that goes into the millennium. And they'll go in there to, they'll take care of the earth and fix the earth up and work with the earth just like God told Adam. the conquer the earth. See, the earth, he said, conquer it. I used those words, I believe, last week where he said, conquer the earth. And take control. And the earth just not, he just don't want a ball spinning out here. He wants some control to it. And he wants the people on it that conquer it and makes it so beautiful. Amen. That looked like the Garden of Eden and whatever. But I hope, just for my sake, I hope he leaves some of the mountains. Amen. I love the mountains. Amen. And so I'm born and raised in the mountain. And it's, when you're in the mountains, there's a lot of things you can learn. I used to go out in the woods and just maybe lay down, find me a place where the sun shines a little bit and not too hot, and just lay down and meditate and think and look around from time to time how beautiful this is and wonder about God creating it. Well, see, he's going to take all that into eternity. Amen. And not only in the millennia, but he's going to take it into eternity. And in eternity, the people will still be here, the natural people. Glory to God, they'll the Lord will grant that life to be eternal that they have. And they'll take care of the earth and make it and keep it a beautiful place all along. Praise the Lord. So those are the things we're looking forward to. And, of course, most of us was grown up to thought we'd die and go to a place called heaven. And one of these days this earth going to be destroyed and so on and so forth. And it'd be no more, but we'll be in heaven. But the point is, the earth is not going to be destroyed to the extent that it is not here anymore. There'll be places where it needs straightening, maybe certain things need done. Maybe the desert, because the Bible speaks of the desert blossom forth as a rose and so on. And we were over in Africa, I forgot what country it is, and we were walking out in the desert, the sand and all, and all of a sudden we come to a place and there was a rose sticking up out of right up out of the sand, a beautiful rose. And I got that rose and gave it to my wife. Amen. I believe she still got it. Yes, she has. She said. Amen. And those are the things that God's going to make this so beautiful. Amen. And that's why I love this earth. Amen. I'm not loving the worldly things that go on in it a lot of the time. Amen. Because they are the works of the devil. But when the devil's bound, amen, he'll be bound for 1,000 years. That's the beginning of the millennium. Then the people will have freedom to fix everything and work out everything. And by the time the millennium is over, that 1,000 years, you talk about a beautiful place. But the devil's not happy. He's loose, but he's not happy to see what the people of God and what God did. So he'll go out and he'll tell the people, you talk about a beautiful place, I can make it more beautiful than this. If you just follow me, or of course he'll have vessels to work through, our vessels, and all those things. And when it's all, when he get enough people together, and God have men like the saints that came through to teach the people and all, and they'll teach the people the ways of the Lord, but the devil, he's going to persuade enough of them, that'll be a large number of them. And he'll say, let's go up and destroy the camp of the saints, and we'll take this whole thing over. Well, that's when they get in trouble, because that's when fire come down and devour them. Amen. Now, sometimes I say, there'll be just the greasiest spot where they were standing. Amen. Because the devil and all those that followed him will be gone. And then we have the earth. Then you can talk about heaven, glory to God, and heavenly places. And we're in heavenly places right now this morning. And I thank God for it. Amen. Paul said heavenly places, but now, amen, I think we can say, I think a better wording of it for this time, a heavenly place, a singular, glory to God. And I look around here at Dawsonville, amen, the mountains, and this, to me, this is a special place. Amen. I've been this same place here. We built this building here, I guess, in 60 or 62 or so like that. And we've just been here, and it just seems to be a heavenly place, and I like it. Glory to God. But you can have a heavenly place where you're at, in whatever part of the world you're at. Wherever you're at, that's a heavenly place. Glory to God. Amen. So we're just so happy today to be here and talk about the Lord, the things of the Lord, and the things we see going on now. We see it coming to pass, to bring into being the things that put this world into that time. Glory to God. And there's peace deals being made and so on. And I thank God for peace being made, but I know this, it won't last. It only lasts so long. Amen. And so then it'll go on into the 70 week, the middle of the week. Glory to God. And Satan will try to deceive all he can. But God has his way of preserving. God's always a step ahead. And I don't know what the title will, if I title this little talk today, sermon, it would be, where are we standing in the plan of God? Where are the wife of the Lamb standing in the program of God? We can look back now. God has given us the mind of God, and we can look back and we see there's been a prehistorical world. And some of the writers say the world that was and so on. Amen. And we see the big things on the earth like the dinosaurs and so on. And you can go to the places today like zoos and so on where they got them big dinosaurs recreated and the actual bones where they put them together and so on. And then I saw something the other night that they put the flesh on them, and they move and so on, and made it so real, but they had the skeletons to back up what they were, what they made. And the thing is, the wife of the Lamb has that knowledge. We know about these things, and we can know that those things are real, and we just didn't. The Christian through the ages just didn't die and go to a place called heaven and stay somewhere else. No, this earth is it. This is where you were born. This is where you're raised. And this is where God's ordained for you to be. And you can be, he can put you in a heavenly place, glory to God, but physically you're still on earth, see. Glory to God. And so God's going to work all this out. And one of these days, he'll do away with the devil and all those that follow him. And then, amen, you talk about a good time. Even in that time, though, the wife will have things to do and the saints of God, the Christian, amen, to teach the natural people. There'll be a natural people here to take care of a natural earth, and they will be given eternal life. Amen. They're already, as long as they live in the presence of God, have that life. But God will make it official. Amen. They can't die and all that. And they'll be so happy and taking care of the earth. Amen. And the wife will be there close to the throne. And from time to time, these nations of them that are saved, that were allowed to go into the eternal time period, into the millennia too, they will all be here, and from time to time they'll come up to see the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And see the throne and all those things. Glory to God. So those are now that's your heaven right there. See? Amen. That's the promise. And there's no promise for you in the Word of God that you're going to die and go off to another planet somewhere. No. If you're a child of God, amen, you got that eternal life. Amen. You can never die. Amen. That eternal life is with you. And then those people, he'll gather up all those that's born during this 1,000 years. Amen. And one thing he'll do right at the end of it, the Bible said a little season. He'll loose the devil again, who has been bound, and the devil will come forth and begin to deal, put the spirit among the people. Amen. But I thank God. Glory be to God that there'll be a people stand for God no matter what. And the devil's not going to have a thing that entices them. Only the one that he can entice at all is those that weren't really have in their heart to begin with, see, serve God, love God. They had that little something, maybe not to their conscience. They might not have knew it till they begin to be tempted by another spirit. Amen. Then it began to become a reality on them that they could change this and they could do this and they could make it better. And why should God's people have it so good? And they'll be natural people. And we not have it so good. But there'll be a people, a natural people. Glory to God, that'll stand for God. Amen. And love him. Amen. And that's what God's got, see. Amen. So there's people living now that'll never die. Amen. That's because we're living that close to all these things. Amen. Now, the wife, she's going to be changed in a moment, twinkling an eye. Those that are left at that particular time, and that particular time is now, see. Glory to God, where we can say glorified flesh and bone. Amen. So we can say those people that goes into that eternal age will be, they'll be still in the flesh, but they'll be glorified as far as eternal life and all the things that God has done for them. So I tell you, it's just so wonderful when you see the reality of this. Now, many years ago, my daddy, my father, we'll say, because some people say daddy sometimes, people don't. My father would talk about the eternal life and the world eternal, and about going to heaven. He said, "You're not going to die and go to heaven. You're going to be here all the time. This is our heaven. This is our place. God gave us the earth. Amen. This is God's place that he selected from all the planets there is. And he selected this place, and we'll be here forever. It'll just be heaven here on earth, we'll say." And so those are the things we're looking at today. And God's moving, and he's working in such a way that it's coming to pass. And right now, the things we see taking place. Oh, I don't want to go too far in this because just waiting until God manifests. But there's a lot of peace treaties being signed and all those things. And it looked like, hey, we're coming into a time of peace. We finally got somebody that's going to straighten this thing out and make it work. Well, it'll work for a while. Amen. But it's not destined to work too long because the Bible says it'll be overturned until he comes, whose right it is to reign. That's until Jesus Christ comes and takes the throne there in Jerusalem. It's his right to reign. There will be the Lord Jesus Christ and his wife. Glory to God. And so those are the good things. And then all the people, they'll be so happy because They'll have the saints of God and the devil be bound. The devil be bound for a while, but he'll be loose for a while, just a little season, and he'll go out and try to disrupt, and he will cause some disruption. Amen. But that disruption won't last long, because when he gets those that wants to follow him together to go up to the camp, go up to where the wife of the Lamb and where God's throne and all those things, then fire will fall from heaven and devour him, say. And he'll be no more. Glory to God. So that's what we're looking at here as far as eternal life, as far as dying and going to heaven and so on like that. Amen. We've got something better. Glory to God. We got this earth, and I don't know. I just love this area here, and I think wherever I'll be, I know I'll be in Jerusalem a lot, but wherever I be, I want to come back here and look around and talk to the people. Yeah, there'll be people living here. Glory to God. Yes, there will be. Amen. People that stood for God. Amen. And so thank God he gives us that heavenly spirit now. Amen. And I feel it right now. I feel the heavenly spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Don't feel like I'm just just somebody that just natural. There the heavenly spirit goes with it. Glory to God. And sometimes we get in the spirit, we don't realize hardly where we're at. We're in the spirit so much. Glory to God. And it's so wonderful to see these things, to know these things. Amen. And I'm so happy with it. Praise God. Amen. Appreciate the song my wife sung there, and I appreciate the gift that God's put in her life. Amen. And with those things, you get in those heavenly places. Glory to God. And you say things that not just heavenly places. Wherever you're at, it's a heavenly place for you, see. It's a different thing. Wife's realm of glorified flesh and bone, see. Amen. And that's wonderful. Glory to God. Yes. And the people, just the natural people, they'll want to come and just be around it for a while. That's why we see that in Revelation 22. Glory to God, about the throne of God and so on. Amen. Then there in the Revelation 21, we find the tree of life, and she brings her fruit by her fruit, see. And that she, glory to God, means there's a wife. Glory to God, and a separate a group. There's no other group like it. And there's no other group that's the wife of the Lamb. Now, people can be saved and have all kind of good experiences and all, but the wife of the Lamb's different, see. Glory to God. And that's the thing. She is and will be, always will be, glory to God, a special person. We'll say a person because we're a group, but God looks at us as a person, the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. And when we look back, God has been so gracious to us. They let us see things. Amen. Let us know things. And I love the fact that we can look back and see in the prehistorical time. The Bible calls it the world that was. But we'll say in the prehistorical time, and all the things that were here, and the beautiful thing, beautiful animal, and now many of them not here. They were destroyed when, like on the flood, and destroyed throughout time, and so forth. And there's the bones, and there's the fossils left that we can go back. And we can see, hey, there's been somebody here before we were here. Glory to God. And see all those animals, but the big dinosaur, which I'm fascinated with, so big, Amen. And I wish I'd copied it down, but I didn't. On TV the other week, where the had the dinosaur, had the bones and skeleton, had the skeletons, they put the bones and everything together, and then they worked and they put flesh on it, and they fixed it where it could move and so on. And it was just amazing. That used to be here on Earth, see. But that's the time come for that age to end. Glory to God, it was overthrown. And now we're in another time, and we're coming to another time of tribulation like has not been since there has been a nation. And it's going to be a time of trouble like has not been since there has been a world. You get in the book of Luke and the different places. And I thought, I want to read that. I believe it was last evening when I read Ezekiel 38 and 39. And I said, I'm going to read this in church. Amen. And they said, but when I got through reading, there was so much of it, and then so many other scriptures connected. I said, no, I think it would be good for people to just read it themselves, glory to God, and understand that's where Russia will be destroyed. Amen. And what's taking place now, and making a way, making a road, we'll say, to go right there. To do these things. Amen. Here we are today, just as happy as we can be, rejoicing in the Lord, knowing where we're at. See, God gave us his mind, and I'm talking, when I say us, I'm talking basically the wife of the Lamb here. Amen. Amen. Try and get some of this water here. Amen. So he gave us all, gave us these things. And we know, and how could we know what happened back there? Yes, we can turn around and look back that way. We know. We can see way back there, this earth, beautiful place, and those big animals peacefully eating the grass, the greenery, and so on. But then they were tried too. The devil, he was turned loose, and he began to put his spirit upon them. They begin to fight one another and begin to cause chaos and the like. And that was overthrown. Satan kept on trying to get him a kingdom, but he never could do it, never could be successful. Amen. There was men like they called cavemen and so on. They weren't sons of God. Amen. In this age, we have sons and daughters of God, see. Amen. So they won't be resurrected and brought back and made part of God's plan now. Amen. That age is over. So we can stand there. God made us by showing us his mind, what he did. We can look way back, and now we can see. And now the glorious thing about it is we can look through the millennia, see what happened there, and see the destruction of the devil and all that. And then we can look over into this new, where everything is made new, you know. Glory to God. And there will be a people that are happy farming the land and all that. But from time to time, they can't resist coming up to see the wife of the Lamb, just to be in her presence. Glory to God. And just to be in her presence, be eating that fruit or drinking from the stream of life. In other words, it would be something to refresh them. They can go back to their homes, amen, rejoicing in the Lord and all, having all a good time. Amen. That's where we're at, and that's what God ordained for us. See. Praise God. So God wants you to be happy in them things. Amen. He wants you to be happy right now. Amen. Because the wife of the Lamb, she's there's nothing, there's no other group, no greater. Amen. This is the group that God had chosen for the wife of his Son. Amen. And that's a good thing. Glory to God. We just praise God for it. And there's so much about it. We could just talk about it and talk about what God has done and what he's going to do, and we can see all the way through, and we thank God for it. It's to me, it's a great blessing that God's opened, pulled back the curtain, and let us see, amen, all the way through the millennium, what's going to happen there. And one thing, he's letting us see destruction of the devil, the one that gave so much trouble all the way through. Amen, he'll be destroyed, cast in the lake of fire, and when anything's cast in the lake of fire, it doesn't come out. Amen. And when the Lord Jesus, at the day of the Lord, amen, there'll be, he will cast that spirit of the beast and the false prophet, he'll cast that in the lake of fire. They don't come out. But he don't do that to the devil. He binds the devil because he's going to use the devil. He's going to turn him loose because he's going to have people, this earth will be repopulated. Now, we can look when the pilgrim went west from here, the wagon trains and so on. Amen. It was great deserts and so on. But there's somebody just kept on going, and from time to time they'll find a little water, and they'll build a house and whatever, and live there, begin to populate throughout and till the whole West Coast. And then God let gold be found out there. And when gold is found, there's where the people begin to run to. They forgot to build a house and so on like that. They wanted to get that gold. And when the four rivers split, now there's two rivers mentioned in the Bible, one of them in the beginning of the Bible. Amen, the first chapter. And that has run all the way through. Amen, friends, and life, eternal life for those that were of God, but it also give life to the sinner. He gives life to the sinners. He lets the sun shine upon them. He blesses them. Amen. Those that he knows that they're not part of him. Amen. But he let them live here and give them many, many good things. And basically, we'll say they just get in that river and float on down, and that river run all the way through the millennium, see. Amen. It don't stop at the beginning of the millennium, run all the way through, because at the end of the millennium, amen, there's where the final judgment for the devil and all that's going to be, the great white throne judgment, we'll say. Glory to God. There's two judgments there. There's one, the beginning of the millennium, where people goes in and so on, but the devil, he's bound, he's not cast in the lake of fire. Amen. Now where that lake of fire is, I don't know, but it's probably somewhere in the heart of the earth, because there's a lot of fire down there. Amen. We can see that from time to time when begin to spew out sometimes, what they call that, when the volcano, and see fire shooting in the earth, up in the sky, and stones and so on. Glory to God. But all that, the devil's going to be destroyed. We see this thing till we see the end of the devil and how he's destroyed. And that's so wonderful. Amen. When we see the end of the devil. Amen. It's something there that it's good that we know the one that has given us trouble, the one that has did all those things, he'll be destroyed. There'll be no more trouble then. Amen. He's destroyed. And throughout the 1,000 years, going to be a wonderful time. But towards the end of that 1,000 years, which is the millennium, towards the end, things that begin to get to be different. Amen, because that's when the devil will be loose. Not in one day. It'll be a little season of time. And the world that's been so peaceful, so good, and so wonderful for this 1,000 years, all of a sudden things will begin to go haywire a little bit. Amen. But then That's for a purpose, to try those that's born and raised in that millennia, see. Because God, being the God that He is, fair to everyone. Everyone had trials up to that time. So He'll let the devil be loose long enough to try those that's born and raised in the millennia, see. Amen. And then they will make their decision, but thank God. Amen. They'll see how good it's been. And many of them rebuke the devil and resist the devil. And then that's when the devil and all that he has will be cast in the lake of fire and be destroyed forever. And then, oh, that perfect time. Oh, that heaven. Oh, how beautiful. Amen. When I say heaven, I'm talking about the spirit on earth. Heaven is a spirit. It's not heaven is not a real place. Amen. It's just the Spirit of God. It's that and for the wife, it's that spirit of glorified flesh and bone. Amen. And we may not have all the glorified flesh and bone on us right now, but we got the spirit of it. Amen. The spirit of glorified flesh and bone. Amen. So we say we're glorified flesh and bone. Amen, which is a true statement. Glory to God, that's just waiting in the wings to be completely fulfilled and in its fullness. Amen, and that's where we're at today. And that's what we want to accept. Accept what God has said we were. That's what we are, is what He said we were. Glory to God. And Paul, what did he say? We which are alive and remain. And that's not the wife, that's the virgin. You see, the virgin, the wife, she is not one that's live and remain like that, but that's the virgin that's live and remain. She'll be changed. Amen. She'll be mad, become part of the wife of the Lamb. And the wife of the Lamb is, that's the thing, see. Glory to God. And those that came through all the ages, ordained to be part of the wife, see. They'll all be part of the wife here in the very end time, see. Amen. And of course, there'll be all the other saints around and so on that's not the wife. And when we begin to get there, see, you have to really think what we're saying and realize that those are the things that take place. Those are the things that are taking place. And those are the things that sometimes hard to get the reality of in our mentality. Glory to God. But here we are with a glorified mentality. If you got a glorified mentality, that's your thinking, see. Amen. And that's what we have today, glorified mentality. I'm talking only of the wife here now. Amen here. Amen. So, and that's why while we're preaching sometimes, talking, if you get a good thought or something, amen, just raise your hand or something to signify, hey, I got a good thought here. Yeah, we'll go with that. And feel free to do it. Amen. So here we are today with that picture in our mind, that picture in our heart. Look back, you can see all the way back when God created them thing. Amen. And then when He talked about the world that was, then we know exactly what it was. Amen. But then when He started over with creating Adam. And the very thing about it, He created Adam, but Eve was somewhere in the background, see. He didn't create Eve there. He just created Adam. And then He created the animals that we have today and so on. And He created everything and created the greenery, let the trees and so on come forth. And then as He created male and female of every type, then something hit Adam's mind. How come all these has helpmeets? How come all these has mates? And here I am with no helpmeet. Helpmeet means someone compatible and so on like that. Well, where's my mate? Where's my helpmeet? Amen. And God put him to sleep. Glory to God. And he took from him the rib. Now, I want you to notice that had come from Adam. Took from him the rib. Amen. And created Eve. Amen. And then he took that feminine part. Amen of God. God was masculine, feminine all the way through, long before he created Adam and Eve. But he took that feminine part and created Eve, a woman. And as soon as Adam woke up, he woke up with that knowledge. Amen. Have you ever went to sleep and wake up with knowledge of something? And it just, hey, I haven't saw this like this before. Hey, look here. And as you see it, just as clear. Glory to God. So I like that. And I've done that many times. I wake up and something come on my mind. It's just so clear. And you would think that I've been studying on it, something I haven't been studying on. But here it is, right there, wide open. Glory to God. So when God created Eve there, as soon as Adam woke up, he knew exactly, that's my helpmeet. She's bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. That's one we use. That's the scripture we use a lot. We're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Glory to God. That's our mentality. Glory to God. We're part of him. We're the wife of the Lamb, see. Amen. And that water of life flows from the throne of God and the Lamb. But on the other river, there are two rivers spoken of. The one that flows through all the earth. Amen. Has been flowing since the day God created Adam and Eve, before. Amen. And it's been flowing. And then but as it went, after so much time, it split into four heads. That's the main head, went different ways, different countries, and no doubt split many other times after that into different countries as they were populated and so on like that. Amen. And so we find in the book of Revelation, glory to God, that there is another river. And this is that river, glory to God, amen, that flows, but it don't separate. It don't split. Glory to God. It's that wife river. Amen. That river and that wife become the same, the feminine part. Amen. And that's where we are today. Amen. And it's so good, so wonderful. Amen. That we can say, I'm glorified flesh and bone. Well, that's our mentality. That's what God made us. Amen. And I like a saying that Brother Raymond Jackson used to say. He said, you stick around long enough, you'll see. That was one of his sayings. Yeah, you stick around long enough, you'll see it got into the body. Amen. And now there ain't nothing but reality. Amen. Glory to God. So there's where we are today. We just appreciate the Lord. Appreciate all these good things. Okay, you didn't bring the clock, okay? Well, if I get too long, you just tell me. Glory to God. So we just praise God for all these good things. Amen. And here I am today. Glory to God. And I like to brag on it a little bit. 86 year old. Amen. And still got some juice. Amen. And still... Going strong and going to get stronger as I go along. Praise God. I'm getting older and younger at the same time. Glory to God. And I know occasionally we go to a doctor and so on just for annual, like, checkup or something. And my doctor says, Ben, there's one thing about it. Said, you seem like you're getting younger and I'm getting older. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. God's able to fix all them things. And I'm expecting to be younger. Amen. I'm expecting to maybe the Spirit come upon me like David. Amen. Run through a troop and leap over a wall and all. That's just natural strength. But the spiritual strength is what gives us that natural strength. If we're strengthened in the spirit, amen, the natural strength will take care of itself. Glory to God. Amen. So don't know. We're going to close out here in a bit here. Amen. I didn't even look what time I started. My wife usually keep up with that and raise her hand or something like that sometime. But today we're just praising God, thanking God for it. And we've been looking back to the prehistorical time before Adam was ever created. Amen. And now time Eve created, and then we come where the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, was born of the Virgin Mary. Now God had a son that was direct from him. Say, glory to God. And now he wanted to create a wife that was directly from his son. Amen. But first of all, Jesus Christ had to die to pay the sin debt. And that took care of that part. And that gave him, he was buried, put in the tomb. That, and 3 days and nights he came forth thereabout. And when he came forth, I want you to notice this. He were absolutely different. Because when he came forth here, he was glorified flesh and bone, say. Glory to God. He died as a regular person there would. Amen. And but when he rose, he come forth not that person that died necessarily, but he came as a glorified person. Now, that gets it ripe for him to take a wife, say. Now, when he took a wife, chooses a wife, then that wife is bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, so she came and glorified flesh and bone. Amen. So that's what we want to look at today. Amen. And it's just so beautiful, so wonderful, and I thank God for it. So, amen. Let's just pray at this time. Father, it's in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ we come after talking about your word here. Amen. And it's just on our mind, and we just, it's just so real, so wonderful, and it's something that we can't seem to stop talking about. Amen. And we just love you and appreciate you. And thank you, Lord, for thank you for dying for our sins, and thank you for coming forth with a new glorified body, and thank you for taking us as your wife in the glorified body, so that we're bone of your glorified bone and flesh of your glorified flesh. And here we are today, the wife of the Lamb. And we praise you, we thank you, and we glorify you. Amen. 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 All right. Bobby, you have some something for us here. Amen. So if you do, we would sure be glad to hear. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. One of the things I love is that we can look back and see, because they found them bones of the dinosaurs and stuff. They tried to put it in this age, and they can't do it. That took place back there. And so we know we can look back and see it. And because we're part of God, we know what happened. We know the earth was green, and we know the animals this year that we find their bones and all. Amen. So we just praise God. All right, you have something for us?
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Yeah, I had something really highlighted to me before service this morning. And, you know, Ben's like, he was talking about like us being able to look back and see what's going on, and then being able to look forward into the millennium, into eternity, and see what, you know, happens there. And we have all that knowledge and everything of that. And we also have the what is. And it was really highlighted to me this morning about the main river of salvation that got muddy over time. You know, that river started in Genesis 2:10 there. And it was the main river, and it split into four heads, which was symbolically, you know, that was a natural river, but symbolically it was God's spirit that was coming all the way through time and the different workings that he had. Yeah. And, you know, it came through the Old Testament and the New Testament. And, you know, what really stood out to me this morning was that main river, you know, it runs through the millennium. And, you know, it had gotten muddy over time, and the Antichrist spirit got into it and all of that. But it runs through the millennium, and God binds the devil where he can't have access to that river, and because it's a time of fixing things during the millennium. Like right now, you can fix things, and things are being fixed, but it won't stay fixed. And that was just really highlighted to me on how that main river will run right through the millennium, and it'll be a time of fixing things. And the mortal people will be offered salvation right at the end of the millennium. These are mortal people, and they stay in a mortal body. But that they get that last part of the book of redemption offered to them, and they're given salvation. That's why you see them in Revelation chapter 2 with the Lord Jesus Christ's name on their forehead, because of the Lamb and the salvation that they were offered and they received. And that shows the nations that are saved. And that was just really highlighted to me about how through the millennium, the time of fixing things. And because right now we see, you know, things trying to be fixed. And we see the Lamb beast there in Revelation chapter 13, which is the United States of America. And right now we're seeing what is taking place, because we're seeing miracles, political miracles taking place, and a peace between nations that were at war for, you know, 35 years was one of them, and now they're at peace. So the Lamb beast is making political miracles happen. And also there's prosperity, just a whole lot of money coming into the coffers and everything. And, you know, that's things that we're seeing what is right now. But all that's not going to last. I mean, it's a, you know, they're trying to fix it, but it's not going to last. It's only going to be for a short time. And Ben and I both had a dream. We had two dreams back in June. And I'm going to share them with you. And it has to do with the Lamb beast there in Revelation chapter 13. It's the only place that you see the United States of America, Revelation chapter 13. And it's he who, the Lamb beast, will only cause crafts to prosper. In other words, there's a lot of money coming in and all that for a very short time. And that is happening now, but it is not going to last. And here was my dream that I had. In the dream, I went into some type of building, and there was nothing in it but empty shelves. That is all there was, rolls of empty shelves. I said to myself, I have to go and get Ben and show him this. So I went and got him, saying, you have to see this. There is nothing there but empty shelves. And it was about a week and a half later, Ben had a dream. And he says, I was in a store of some kind, and it was a rather large store, and I saw 15 to 20 young people, high school age. They had gotten to check on how much inventory that was in the store. Basically, it was canned goods, etc. And each one of them had a notebook in their hand, writing down what was left on the shelf. Then they handed it to a person that was at the end of the aisle where they had tallied up. Some of them were still counting when I woke up. In other words, all this prosperity that we're seeing, it's not going to last. All these peace agreements with these nations, they're not going to last. And we're seeing these political miracles taking place, all of this. The wife is seeing all of it. Yes. And but we're not in that main river. We have a new river. And it's that feminine part of the Christ spirit that's solidified in us, bringing the masculine and feminine attributes together in marriage. And that is the reason that we can see all of these things that are taking place right now. It's clear as crystal. And we're rejoicing in this revelation of glorified flesh and bones, because it came in and it solidified in our physical bodies. Yeah. not just in the soul, not just in the spirit, but in our physical bodies. Yeah. And we're reacting to that and with great joy, because there was a pure, undiluted joy that solidified in us. And it is so wonderful, and we're reverencing the feminine, the fullness of the faith of Christ that came within us. And I just praise him and just love him for just highlighting all that to me this morning. And it's just really wonderful. And I just really saw that Revelation chapter 22 in a way I hadn't seen it before, at a depth that I hadn't seen it. And how the wife now that we're like our fruits and everything, the glorifying revelations that we have been given and that we're showing forth is some of our fruits that we have produced. Yeah. And the wife will produce, keep producing fruit in the millennium and in eternity. Yeah. So we have something to do with those mortal people. Yeah. And I just praise them for that.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. The word of bone of your bones and flesh of your flesh, seen in my body, for it took a place of rest, changing me forever, and I'm so blessed with the joy that is now made known of the glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul, and all my burdens and cares are all gone, 'cause Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. Now see this great joy that's being expressed, and fine linen, clean and white, I am dressed. The Lord made me a glorified body from his very own, and as his wife, I have this joy of glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul, and all my burdens and cares are all gone, 'cause Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the word of bone of your bones and flesh of your flesh, seen in my body, for it took a place of rest, changing me forever, and I'm so blessed with the joy that is now made known of the glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul, and all my burdens and cares are all gone, 'cause Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. Now see this great joy that's being expressed, in fine linen, clean and white, I am dressed. The Lord made me a glorified body from his very own, and as his wife, I have this joy of glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul, and all my burdens and cares are all gone, 'cause Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. Oh Lord, I praise you. You made me a glorified body from your very own, and as your wife, my Lord,
I have this joy of glorified flesh and bones. Yeah. Praise you, my Lord. I love you. Hallelujah. Yeah. I love you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yeah, amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
God. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
God. We thank you, my
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, my Lord.
Amen. Isn't those wonderful words, glorified flesh and bone? Amen. And that's the, it's been a few people in the Bible there. What was that one? Enoch, I believe. He got the glorified flesh and bone. And then there was Enoch and Elijah, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we're living in the wife's realm of glorified flesh and bone.
Yes, amen. And that's where we're living, in the realm of the wife's glorified flesh and bone.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you, it's good, isn't it?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And who could not be happy to think about this?
Amen.
Who could not praise the Lord?
Amen.
Who could not dance a little jig in the Spirit
Amen.
Occasionally? Amen. It's so wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. We just thank God for everything. Thank God for the Word.
Amen.
And so may God bless you. Have a good day today. And
Amen.
And just continue to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. In
Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.